Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I'm your host, Paul Marks, and we have a great show with wonderful guests who are experts on today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of CX. What is it and why is it important? Joining me by phone is multifamily industry veteran and national speaker and coach, Gabrielle Gonzalez. And also joining us by phone is Nikki Crosby, Director of Marketing and Professional Development for Garrett Companies. Welcome, ladies.
Good morning. Hello. Thanks for having us.
So, obviously, the 800-pound gorilla is, what is CX? Gabrielle, can you give us a definition of that?
Sure, absolutely. Well, you know, one of the things that I actually did when I first started in a role focused specifically on customer experience was redefine what a customer is. And I redefined that to include anyone who you come into contact with while representing your brand or company. I think, you know, historically we'd looked at customers as just kind of your end user, your resident. And I think that although they are customers, I think we have to really broaden that definition in today's kind of experience economy to make sure that we're really focused on the right folks. So the question was, what is CX, right?
Yeah.
So I think CX, customer experience, is a relatively new term. It's emerged in the past 9 years or so. People are more used to hearing the term customer service.
Right.
But one of the thought leaders that I really refer back to quite a bit, Ron Kaufman, he wrote the book Uplifting Service. He defines service as taking action that creates value for someone else. And I think that's really important to know, because customer service is actually a really important part of customer experience, but it's really just one aspect. John DeJulius, who is founder of the John Roberts Spas in Cleveland, and also the author of The Customer Service Revolution, which is one of my favorite books, and he has a conference also, but he puts it like this. He says, converting service into an experience is when you take a mundane transaction and make it a unique, memorable moment. So I think, you know, one of the things that's important to understand is that customer service represents the cumulative impact of multiple touch points over the course of a customer's interaction with a company. So it's a cumulative impact. It's their experience online. It's their experience with the people, with the product, with the policies, with the processes. All of those things comprise the customer experience. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And I think you kind of said it, but just to be 100% sure, the difference between CX and customer service is, what is that? The main difference.
So if I refer to another thought leader I've collaborated with, James Gilmore. He's an adjunct lecturer at the Darden Graduate School of Business at the University of Virginia. He teaches a course there on the experience economy. What he says is that customer service is what you do, and customer experience is how you do it. So I think really the primary shift there, to answer your question, is customer service is the things that you are doing, and customer experience is the way that the customer is receiving those things. So it's a subtle shift in perspective, really, is the key there.
And Nikki, how are you seeing this unfold, the CX unfold in multifamily in your area?
Well, it's becoming a critical part of our strategy for success. The thing is that renters today have more choice than they have ever had. And so the only way that we're really able to capture their attention and continue to keep them as customers is if we can give them something that they can't find anywhere else. And if you look today at all of the new construction that's coming into our industry, the technology, the flashy amenities, all of the gorgeous features that people are offering in their communities today, the one thing that we can do that differentiates ourselves is to give the customer a memorable experience. So we really have to think about all of the things that we do, just like Gabrielle mentioned, and we have to figure out a way to do it just a little bit different so that the customer recognizes that what they have here is something they can't find anywhere else. And that's really the only way that we're going to be able to keep them as customers and continue to attract new customers to our businesses.
Mm-hmm. And Gabrielle, I'm curious because, you know, we have listeners in the industry who are all over the country, and we have listeners that are managing and owning A properties, B properties, C properties, affordable, conventional, student. Is there any boundaries for CX? Can it be applied in any of those arenas?
Yeah, I mean, and that's a great question. And I think the answer is absolutely. You know, to take a mundane transaction and turn it into a memorable experience only requires you to just go that extra effort. Let me give you an example that comes to mind that just happened with my husband just shared this with me. As a matter of fact, he travels a lot. So it's a retail exchange, not actually property management, but I think there's a lot of parallels. You know, he went to and grabbed a Coke at one of the kiosks in the mall, not the mall, rather, I'm sorry, the airport, where the airport was really, really busy, and there was lots of people in line, and people were kind of grouchy, and the lady who was helping him was so friendly. First of all, she smiled at him, and that cost nothing. Then he, you know, asked for or just got a bottle of Coke, you know, out of one of those refrigerated things that they've got there. Just got a bottle of Coke. She could have just rung him up, said thank you, and he'd have been on his way. And that would have been a transactional experience. But what she did instead is she asked him, oh, would you like a cup of ice with that? And, you know, he said, yeah, you know what, as a matter of fact, I would love a cup of ice with that. And then before she finished filling up the cup of ice, she said, are you one of those guys who likes just a little ice in the cup, or do you like it all the way full? How much ice would you like? And he is one of those guys who likes tons of ice in his cup of Coke. And so he told her that, and she filled up the cup with ice and, you know, greeted him, and he was on his way. But that experience really stood out to him through all of the transactions he'd encountered through his travels, as someone who had really gone over and above to deliver an exceptional experience. And so I use that example because her smiling, greeting him, going that extra mile to ask if he wanted some ice, and then to ask how much ice, all of those were personalizations associated with one very potentially mundane transaction, and they were free. They didn't cost any extra money. They didn't take any extra time or very little. And I think in our industry, the way that translates is if we can take a transactional situation with a resident and just turn it into something more memorable, more personal, that's how you deliver a higher level experience. And that works across all asset classifications.
I've got to be honest with you, listening to that story, I know probably at least 20 people in the industry who, if that happened to them, if they were your husband and getting that service, they would have handed that person a business card and said, you need to come work for me, start out as a leasing agent.
Right. That's a great way to recruit. No question. No question.
Right. So I guess the question, Nikki, that I have for you is, are you doing anything as far as training people on this type of CX?
Yes, training is absolutely an important part of the strategy, but I think before we even get to the training component, you really have to hire the right individuals that have the mindset to deliver that memorable experience. So it really all starts with your recruitment and your interview strategies, coming up with questions that you can ask candidates for your positions to find out if they have that mindset that's going to allow them to kind of think on their feet and create some of those memorable experiences in the moment with each of their customers. And then once you have put together a team that has that mindset and is up for that challenge, then you can reinforce that with training. And that training really dissects the customer journey. So we will lay out a roadmap of all of the different touch points that we will have with the customer, and we will equip them with ways that they can make each of those touch points memorable throughout the customer journey.
Great. Well, we do have to take a break. We will be back after these messages. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of CX. What is it, and why is it important? I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is multifamily industry veteran and national speaker and coach Gabrielle Gonzalez. And also joining us by phone is Nikki Crosby, Director of Marketing and Professional Development for Garrett Companies. Before we get back into the conversation, I do want to let our listeners know that if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Gabrielle, you know, what part of the topic is why does it matter? So why does it matter? Why does CX matter in the multifamily industry?
Yeah, that's great. I think, you know, one of the ways I like to frame it when we talk about why it matters is to first of all take a look, you know, across broader retail and consumer businesses. According to Right Now Customer Experience Report, 89% of customers would stop doing business after experiencing poor customer service. So that's 89% of customers stop doing business. I mean, if you think about that, that's just crazy, right?
Right.
An American Express survey says that 59% of Americans would try a new brand or company if they thought they could get a better service experience. So I think that, you know, first of all, why does it matter? Well, it matters because we want to keep our customers. We want to keep our residents. We want to keep them happy. It costs us, from a financial perspective, it costs us less to keep a resident and renew their lease than it does to turn that unit market to a new resident and bring in new customers. But another reason why it's important is because customers will pay more. Okay. So what that looks like is when you do renew those residents, you know, they'll be willing to pay more on that renewal if their service experience over the past lease term, for example, has been exceedingly positive. And again, remember, we talked about the cumulative impact of their experiences.
Right.
In fact, according to a Harvard Business Review article, the value of customer experience quantified, Customers who had the best past experiences spend 140% more than customers with the poorest experiences. 140% more. So this really, I think, also shows, again, transcending our business of property management across more retail segments. But again, the point is, people will spend not just a little bit more, but they will spend a lot more if they're having a great customer experience. And lastly, I think that because our residents want it, millennials and boomers right now are who are making up increasingly large segments of the multifamily renters today want the kind of service that enhances their lifestyle, right? They want the experience it's easy to interact with, and that means the cumulative impact of all of their touch points with the company, product, people, processes. When I was with J.C. Hart Companies, we did a study of 1,000, a little over 1,000 J.C. Hart residents, and it revealed that customer experience rated among the top three most important priorities for their residents, which really just helped to substantiate the company's emphasis in that space to begin with.
Well, so, I mean, all that makes sense. And one of the things when you were describing that, I was thinking, you know, a lot of people put the emphasis on when you're leasing, that's the sale in multifamily when you're leasing mm-hmm. to somebody. But it's what about CX once they become a resident? Just I've had people on our show say that the renewal process begins as soon as they move in. So what what type of strategies are out there, or maybe Nikki, maybe what do you guys employ as far as strategies to be able to use CX in the resident experience once the lease has been signed?
Paul, that's so true. You really have to be thinking about it at all steps in the customer journey, and you know, when we ask ourselves that question, why does CX matter? It matters to me because CX really is our marketing strategy. Renters today, and really we find this with purchasing behavior in any industry in our world today, consumers are really using that crowdsourcing to help them make decisions. They're, you know, depending on the comments and reviews that they hear from other individuals to help them make those purchasing decisions. And in multifamily, some of the statistics that we're hearing now is that before a renter makes a decision, they might be checking 3, 4, 5, sometimes even 6 different online sources to verify information about a community before making decisions. And most of those online sources contain ratings and reviews from our current residents. So it just makes it that much more important that we're focused on delivering a positive experience at every stage in the journey, because what a 2 or 3 year resident is experiencing today might be impacting the decision of that first time customer that's walking through our door tomorrow. So we have to be thinking about it across the entire life cycle of each customer.
Yeah. And Gabrielle, when, you're talking about some of the folks. I mean, I can remember reading books on customer service, you know, over 2 decades ago, and of course they would cite they didn't call it CX at the time, but they would they would cite different companies that are always ranking high in at that time what they called customer service, the Ritz-Carlton mm-hmm. and Southwest Airlines and folks like that. What has the multifamily industry learned from that? And I imagine that a lot of this has to be adopted from other industries. It's originated in other industries. And who are the leaders in that?
Right. And and you're right. You know, there have been countless, books and discussions on customer service. And customer service is a really important part of the customer experience. That face-to-face interaction is critical. So just one of the things I just want to, again, emphasize out there in the experience part is that, we're also talking about you know, how people are interacting with a website, for example. So there's no people involved there, but it's how easy is it to go from learning about, you mentioned the Ritz-Carlton, for example, learning about what rooms they have available and what the rates are, to actually making that reservation. How easy is that for the customer who's interacting with the website? And there's these larger companies in the hospitality industry, in the medical field, they have done a lot of research to understand how they can make that experience more seamless. But kind of getting back more to your question, one of my favorite books is by Dennis Snow about, oh, darn it, now I can't think of the name of it. My favorite book, I can't think of the name. But it's about the Disney experience. And one of the things that he always talks about is make the experience part of the product. So make the experience that people are having part of the product. And we do that, too, when we are in a face-to-face scenario by personalizing things. And one of the examples that he always gives is that when he was working on the rides at Disney, for example, he talked about how they would maybe see a sports team or something on someone's clothing, and they would comment on that to the customer, like, oh, you know, how are those Colts doing this year, you know, or make a comment about something about something that a trigger that was on the person, what they were wearing or their hat, or if they had Mickey ears and their name was on the back, calling them by name, but just taking that transaction and turning it into a personalized relational experience.
Yeah, we know you're from Indiana when you brought up the Colts, since we're in Houston. We're
the football team, and that was, you know, naturally.
Well, I want to touch just for a brief moment before we go to break. We've got about a minute left, and then I want to bring, you know, talk about it in more depth in the next segment. Because you mentioned, or I think Nikki mentioned, online presence and so forth. And, you know, when I started in the industry decades ago, if you wanted to lease an apartment, you went to the grocery store and picked up a free magazine that was there. And that's how you found out what apartment properties were close to where you were. And that's how you started the process and went through the process. There was no online. Obviously, that has changed everything in the industry. So I want to get on that when we come back, but we're bumping up against a break. So let's go to break, and we'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Tired of being burned by your carpet vendor? Nobody has you covered like Rasa Floors. They lead the industry with same-day service and cutting-edge technology, like their online ordering portal and mobile app, so you can place orders instantly. The professionals at Rasa Floors are the industry experts, offering the hottest new styles of carpet and hard surfaces that will help you achieve your goals. Visit them on social media, watch their videos, and look for them at local trade shows. Rasa Floors will help you make ready your apartment homes for new residents. For more information, visit rasafloors.com.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we are back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we are discussing the topic of CX. What is it and why is it important? I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is multifamily industry veteran and national speaker and coach, Gabrielle Gonzalez. And also joining us by phone is Nikki Crosby, Director of Marketing and Professional Development for Garrett Companies. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rasa Floors, the professional flooring advisor, specializing in make-ready replacement flooring for the multifamily industry throughout Texas and Oklahoma. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. WaterLogic, the smarter way to water, providing professional irrigation water management. And CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So before we went to the break in our last segment, I was introducing the idea of online presence and so forth, and the CX, customer experience, could start at that point. And I know that Nikki, you had indicated that you had some things that you could share on that. What are they?
Yeah, I was excited about this topic because I wanted to make sure today that we gave your listeners some things that they could walk away with, some concrete ideas of ways that they can start to think about CX and really implement a strategy. So I thought I would just talk about one of the ways that we have worked on really changing from the customer service mindset to the customer experience mindset as it relates to technology. We always start with information. We like to try to get as much research data as we can from our own customer surveys or from information that's out there so that we can understand what's important to our customers. And a statistic from the 2019 renter study from Satisfax Research let us know that when renters were asked about their apartment community's commitment to the use of technology and internet in their service and communication, nationwide, that was rated a 4.15 on a scale of 1 to 5. And in some of the submarkets, it was as high as a 4.67. Mm. So we know that as a value indicator, that's something that's really important to our renters today. So when we think about using technology and the internet to provide service and communication to our residents, a lot of us have property management software systems that provide us with a pretty basic resident portal. So it's a service that residents can use to pay their rent or to submit an online work order or maybe even be able to message back and forth with our communication teams. But that's a service. And so if we're trying to think about a way that we can really deliver a great customer experience using this tool, what we have to do is realize that just offering the portal is not enough. We have to really build out that resident portal as a resource guide for our residents. So in addition to offering the rent payment options and the service request features that, you know, they've come to expect, we have to surprise them with a little bit more content. So we're thinking about things like adding a frequently asked questions section so that if they're struggling to learn something about their neighborhood or about one of the services we offer in the community, we want them to be able to find quick answers to their questions. We're also putting in meet the team sections where there's headshots and bios of all of the different members of our leasing and our service teams so that our residents feel like they have a little bit more of a connection to the team and we can help build those relationships between the two. We also have to put in things like neighborhood points of interest. You know, where's the best place to get a burger? Where's the best place to get a pizza? Where can I take my dry cleaning? And also deals. You know, they want to know where can they get a good deal in their neighborhood so that they can feel a part of that neighborhood just a little bit sooner when they move into a new home. So that's just one example of the way that we are taking technology, which is what we know our renters want, We are giving them a service that we know they need, but then we're taking it to that next level of customer experience by really offering more than what they were expecting when they arrive.
That's all great information and some great takeaways for the listeners. Gabrielle, the you know, we had talked about who is doing CX. Where is it coming from? Who's been doing it? And how does it get into the multifamily industry? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, I think that you know, one of the things, as I mentioned earlier, is that, you know, it's over about the last 9 years or so that CX has really become an often deployed alternative to customer service. And I think the reason for that is because a lot of very large companies have really prioritized this as a strategic differentiator and a strategic initiative for their growth. In fact, according to eConsultancy's Digital Marketing Trend Survey, customer experience was identified as the most exciting business opportunity. That was in 2018. You know, you've got companies like Amazon, who espouse customer obsession rather than competitor obsession. This is one of Jeff Bezos' popular remarks, is that their focus is on customer obsession rather than competitor obsession. They have an eagerness to invent and pioneer, a willingness to fail, the patience to think long term, and the taking of professional pride and operational excellence. So I think, you know, who's not using Amazon right now and becoming accustomed also to their exceptional end-to-end customer experience? Also, in 2019, Procter & Gamble, Starbucks, Panera Bread, all of them espoused their prioritization of customer experience as a key business strategy. Also interesting, I think, is that Rutgers, Stanford, and ASU have all recently launched customer experience certificate programs. So I think we're seeing this awareness and this understanding from large companies, large institutions, and that's where it's touching consumers, you know, from end to end, everywhere from, you know, the Zennials to the Boomers, and it's being implemented in so many areas that it can't be ignored.
What, other than some of the things that Nikki was talking about before, what are other things that companies can do to enhance their CX as far as multifamily?
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I talk a lot about and present to various groups on is a process for consistently delivering a higher level of customer experience than your competitors. And there's really a four-step process for doing that. And I think all too often in our industry, you know, folks have been put into positions to deliver exceptional customer, you know, service, right, at that face-to-face interaction mm-hmm. level, but they haven't been trained or provided with the proper resources, tools, or roadmap, rather, to do that effectively. So I think there are some processes and things that can help teams achieve that higher level of service consistently. And then also a five-step process for effectively handling customer complaints, right? I feel like that both of the titles of those things can go way back to some of those customer service books or trainings right. that we had, you know, many, many years ago. But in spite of our understanding of the need for these things, I think our industry has not always done the best job of providing folks with those specific tools to help them navigate challenging situations and consistently deliver that higher level of customer experience. So I think that there are some things like that that we can do as well.
What do you think the obstacles are in for embracing this in the multifamily industry?
I can speak to that. You know, I think one of the things that we really struggle with is that in order to start to take this customer experience approach, you really do have to take a step back and look a little bit at strategy. And in the multifamily mm-hmm. industry today, we have so many things that are distracting us. You know, just day-to-day operations consumes a lot of our attention. There's a lot of churn in our industry as far as turnover for on-site team members. So we're constantly in that cycle of recruiting, hiring, and turning over those positions. So a lot of those different distractions really make it difficult for us to take a step back and evaluate how we are listening to our customers and adjusting our strategies to create a better experience for them. But what I'll tell you from my experience is that it's worth the investment. Sometimes you just have to really commit a little bit of time to take a step back, evaluate the data that you have, you know, take advantage of the survey programs that you might already be using today or that are very easy to implement for your communities. Listen to what your customers are saying. Reflect on, you know, how you're being rated on their experience at different touch points in the journey. And don't be afraid to start small. Sometimes it's just as easy as implementing a new strategy at one critical touch point in the journey, and it can make all the difference in overall customer satisfaction. I know at the Garrett Companies, we really focus heavily on move-in day because we know that's such a critical step in the journey for the customer and really kicking off and creating a lasting impression of what their experience is going to be like overall in the time frame that they're living with us. So we spend a lot of time focusing on that experience for the move-in day. So if you don't have time to plan a very lengthy strategy, just start with one critical touch point and equip your teams with some training and some ideas for how they can make that one experience memorable, and then you'll see the lasting impact of that in their overall experience day to day living in your community.
That's great input. We are going to have to take a break right now, and we are going to be back with our fourth and final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, and we are discussing the topic of CX. What is it and why is it important? I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is multifamily industry veteran and national speaker and coach Gabrielle Gonzalez. And also joining us by phone is Nikki Crosby, director of marketing and professional development at Garrett Companies. And during the break, we were talking a little bit about something. I had mentioned that a couple of decades ago, I was staying at a Ritz-Carlton, I believe it was in Atlanta, had a situation occur with a room service order that was kind of serious for them. It wasn't that big of a deal for me, but I just made a call to the front desk, let them know about it, and they went above and beyond comping my stay, doing all kinds of things, because they had empowered their team. And I think I read this in some customer service books that the Ritz-Carlton does empower their teams to make decisions to do things like comping something or you know, sending up another tray of food if there was a problem with the other. what do we find in the multifamily industry? Gabrielle, I know that there are different companies would have different thoughts on that, but what are your thoughts on it?
Well, you know, I think first of all, I think in referencing kind of the hospitality industry, I think it's a great alignment for our industry. I mean, and you just said that was a couple decades ago. And listen, it's just made such an impact on you that you are sharing it, you know, decades later. So kudos to the Ritz-Carlton for being a trailblazer in that space for all of us to sort of look to for some guidance on that. And in fact, I think the Ritz-Carlton empowers all of their employees to spend up to $2,000 per guest per incident, which I think really, you know, the messaging behind that, too, is that our frontline folks are empowered to, you can receive complaints, but we're also going to empower you to resolve complaints so that you're not just being beaten down by complaints, because let's face it, no matter how hard we all try to do the best thing that we can, every once in a while, we're going to drop the ball. Things are going to go wrong. And so I think it's really, really important to empower that frontline team to resolve issues. One of the things that I've said to my teams over the years repeatedly is that, you know, you guys are closest to the issue. You know more about the dynamics of the situation, the relationships that are at stake here, because you're dealing with these folks day in and day out. You know more about it than your regional manager does, or, you know, than the VP does. So talk to each other, make a decision, and resolve the issue. Do what you think is right. Kind of going back to what Nikki said before, is that it starts with recruiting and hiring, you know, the kind of people who are service-minded to begin with, and then providing them with the training and the boundaries for your program. But, and again, I know all companies don't feel the same way about that, but I think it is really important to empower your frontline folks who are the ones receiving the complaints to also be able to resolve those things.
Yeah, and Nikki, what type of strategies can you recommend or discuss regarding this type of thing?
Yeah, great question, Paul. I think that it's important, just like Gabrielle was alluding to, is that, you know, resolutions aren't one size fits all. And as we're talking about customer experience today, we've talked a lot about personalization. And so oftentimes when there is a conflict or an issue that needs to be resolved with a customer, it requires some personalization in exactly how we resolve that issue for that customer. What makes one customer satisfied may not work for the next customer. So empowering your team members to be creative and having some flexibility there in conflict resolution is really going to go a long way in continuing to reinforce this customer experience mindset that we are talking about and teaching our teams how to embrace. So one of the things that we've adopted at the Garrett Companies, and I know many other companies that are using the same strategy, is we will come up with different levels of customer resolution. And those levels can be set for each individual organization based on their comfort level as it relates to the cost to the business to resolve the issue. And based on what levels you've set with your teams, you can say, level one, you as an on-site team member have 100% authority to make that decision within this level. If you can resolve the customer's issue, you have complete authority to do so. Level two might be at a little bit higher expense to the business. And with level two, you have the authority to make that decision on the spot to resolve that issue quickly, but then you need to call your supervisor immediately afterwards and have a download about what happened and maybe get some coaching if your supervisor would like for you to handle it differently the next time that situation comes around. Level three, if it's going to take an expense that's at level three in order to satisfy the customer's needs, then in that regard, we know that because it's a significant expense to the business, that is going to require a phone call to the regional supervisor in advance to discuss the options and make sure we're moving forward. In a sense, it's going to make sense to the business and resolve the customer's issue. So it's just a quick conversation you need to have ahead of time with your teams to lay out what those levels and those expense levels would be and make sure that your team members feel comfortable within each level exactly how to resolve the issue.
Yeah, that's a really smart way of framing it. I've got to believe that doing that has got to help with lease renewals. I mean, it just seems like being able to do that and not have to wait or make the resident wait for a resolution forever would help with those renewals. Have you found that to be true?
100%. The last thing that a resident wants to hear is, well, I'm going to have to call my corporate office.
Yes.
That's a cop-out. Nobody wants to hear it. And in fact, when you go online and you read reviews for apartment communities, unfortunately, that's a common theme that you see popping up in a lot of online reviews, is that, my manager had to call the corporate office and we haven't heard anything back. So if we can eliminate or greatly reduce that wait time that's involved in resolving customers' issues, I think we can get to the business quicker of restoring that experience for the customer and making them pleased and getting on with business.
Well,
you know, I just to piggyback on that,
sure.
One of the things that I talk about a lot in that space is, you know, now and later. What can we do now and what can we do later? Because, you know, as we know in property management, there's a lot of issues that can have a lot of complicated dynamics to them. So the answer, the resolution may not be really simple. It may not be just a, okay, we're going to do this and it's going to cost X, Y, or Z, but there may be, it may be kind of a two-pronged approach. What can we do now, you know, to begin resolving this issue while also maybe buying yourself a little time to discuss some of those other aspects? And what can I do later? So see if we can break it up into smaller resolution. What can I do now and what can I do later? And I keep a box of now and later as the candy on my desk to remind me of that.
That's a great reminder.
It doesn't have to all, you don't have to solve the whole thing, because I think sometimes people get anxiety when they feel like I don't have the whole answer right now. So they wait, you know, to get that consultation from someone else, and rather than making any progress at all. So let's see what can we do right now, and then what can you do later?
In order to tie a bow on the topic, I do want to reserve a couple of minutes, and we've got about 30 seconds or 45 seconds. Gabrielle, why don't you let our listeners know good resources if they want to learn more about CX?
Yeah, that's terrific. I have really collaborated with some outstanding thought leaders to learn more about this topic, and there are some really great resources out there. One of my favorites is a book by Jean Bliss, and the book is called Would You Do That to Your Mother?, which is a terrific book and talks about a lot of different companies across business verticals and different strategies that they have employed to deliver a better CX approach. Also, John DeJulius, I mentioned earlier, he's an author of a book called The Customer Service Revolution and also The Relationship Economy. Both provide all kinds of both situational and theoretical content that are great. And then if your company is looking to really get started with a CX program overall, I would really recommend a book by Ron Kaufman called Uplifting Service, which provides a roadmap for doing just that. There's some great, great places to get started.
Okay. I want to ask each of you a couple of things. Number one, how did you get in the business? We've got about 2 minutes left. How did you get in the business? And then also, if someone wants to reach you to talk about this more, how can they do that? You want to start, Nikki?
Sure. So I did not know that the apartment industry existed early in my career. I actually kind of fell into it as I was working as a lifeguard at an apartment community swimming pool many, many years ago. And when the pool closed at the end of the summer, I got a job working in the leasing center. And the rest is history. After several years working on site, and then switching over into marketing from management, I have worked now in the apartment industry for about 20 years. And it's really exciting now to be able to take what I've learned from my experience working on site and be able to support in both marketing and training for my organization to help young professionals coming into the industry today, to help them have that same chance at a great career.
And how can they reach you if they want to reach you?
If you want to reach me, probably the best place to do so is on LinkedIn. You can search Nikki Croz, C-R-O-Z, and you will find me there.
Okay. Gabrielle, we got about 45
Great.
Seconds.
Yeah. So I got into this business, 20-plus years ago, working on a tax credit community. And I was in a situation where I really became very passionate about helping folks find housing, find really nice housing that wouldn't have otherwise been able to find such nice housing. I was really just inspired by the human aspect of that and building those relationships, and found myself always wanting to kind of just like stay late and help, just help enhance the experience. Well, there's also a lot of paperwork to do back in those
sure.
days with the tax credit, especially. But so through my career, I've done that. I've worked in marketing and consulting and asset management, and I'm really, really just passionate about the human connection and how CX is not a soft skill. It is a hard business skill that is critical to thriving in this and any business vertical. So I do a lot of work on how to create a better returns with an emphasis on CX. And I can be reached via LinkedIn as well. I'm Gabrielle Gonzalez with 2 Z's.
All right, great. Well, I'm so glad that you discussed this topic with us today. It's a great topic. I'd love to have you both back on because of your experience in the industry. You've got a lot to offer our listeners. We will be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.